There seems to be no end to energy shortages in Pakistan. The country continues to face long power outages, with many parts receiving only a few hours of electricity a day. The problem has persisted in recent months, despite a new government taking office and making promises to resolve the issue. This has drawn a strong public reaction.
The new government has promised to resolve the issue of electricity, but unfortunately they have not done anything yet. The situation is even getting worse now.
The electricity problem has made it difficult for people to run their businesses. It is not only power outages. The increase in electricity tariff is also making things difficult for poor people.
The ongoing energy crisis has badly affected Pakistan's already fragile economy. Hundreds of factories have been forced to shut down due to energy shortages. Opposition parties have criticized the government for handling the situation.
Our demand is that the government should give relief to the people by addressing the power crisis. We also want that the government should withdraw recent increase in the electricity tariff. We will carry out protest rallies if the government does not accept our demands.
The government says it's doing all what it can to meet the growing energy demands. However, the energy minister has made it clear that the government needs at least 3 years to tackle the problem. The government has already decided to shut down CNG stations in the winter in an effort to use natural gas to generate electricity.
In an effort to pacify the growing public anger, the country's prime minister has convened a high-level meeting on energy crisis next week. According to experts, electricity consumption has increased over the years in Pakistan, but successive governments failed to plan for the future. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.